পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতাই কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মদন মোহন কি জয়। গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine. শিল প্রপাদ কি ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমং দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয়মুদীরয়ে। নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবয়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকি। হরে কৃষ্ণ। সো ফার্স্ট ডে উই ডিসকাসড অ্যাবাউট হু রিমেম্বার্স হোয়াট ওয়াজ হোয়াট ইজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম। হোয়াট ইজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম? দ্য রাইপেন্ড ফ্রুট of the desire trees of the Vedas, which has been blended with the nectar from the lotus lips of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Then the second day we considered the qualification to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam. And yesterday we discussed about the qualification of a speaker of the Bhagavatam. And today we will discuss about the need of Srimad Bhagavatam in the age of Kali. How many of you have memorized those three verses that we discussed in last 3 days? How many of you have made an effort to memorize these verses? How many of you? Raise your hands properly. Okay. And how many of you are going to make an effort to memorize this verse? Impressive. You know how to memorize a verse? There's a technique. Okay, we'll try it today and let's see how it goes. The first consideration is actually to understand the meanings of the words. The way we do it is we try to understand the meanings afterwards. We can do it, but we can also do it beforehand. It'll help, you can see. So this verse goes like prayana. Prayana means, the word prayana means almost always. Prayana. Almost always. Alpa means meager, little, thoda, alpa. alpa bangla jani. I know Bengali a little. That's one of the first things that the devotees learn. Alpa. Alpa means little or meager. Madan Mohan, how are you? Hare Krishna. Welcome to Ujjain. The first time you're coming here? Second time. Okay. Yeah, right. Alpa means meager. Ayusha means duration of life. Sabhya means member of learned society. The general meaning of the word sabha is civilized. The member of learned society. Kalau means in this age of Kali, quarrel. Asmin means herein. Yuge means age. Janaha means people or public. Manda means lazy. Sumanda matayo means misguided. Manda bhagga, unlucky. He and above all, upadruta means disturbed. So now, you got the meanings of all the words. Prayana means? How many of you got the meaning? Alpa? Those who know, just raise your hand. Ayusha? Duration of life. Sabhya? Okay. Kalau? Asmin? Asmin means this. Kalu means in this age of Kali. Asmin means herein, or this. Juge, age. And Janaha, very good. Manda, we don't have to go that far. Sumanda matayo. Raise your hands. How many of you got the meaning? Sumanda matayo. Manda bhagya. Upadruta. Manda bhaga he. And all, above all, on top of everything. He, on top of all these, above all. Upadruta means disturbed. Okay, you got the meanings now? Now let's go to the words. One way of memorizing is to repeat. So I will say, let us go word for word. Prayena, three times. Prayena, Alpa, okay. Alpa, Ayushaha. Okay, now these three words together. Prayanal Payusa. Sabhya. Prayanal Payusa Sabhya. Kalau, Ashmin, Juge, Janaha, Kalau, Ashmin, Juge, Janaha, Manda, Sumanda matayo. Manda sumanda matayo. Manda मंदभाग्या हि उपद्रुतः ओके सो यू ऑलमोस्ट गॉट इट ना लाइन बाय लाइन ओके नाउ द सीक्रेट इज टू डोंट लुक एट द बोर्ड नाउ ट्राई टू रिमेंबर द फर्स्ट वर्ड ऑफ द फर्स्ट लाइन व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट वर्ड ऑफ द फर्स्ट लाइन हु गॉट इट Wonderful. Okay, so when you get the first, just turn it around. Turn the board around. Harish, Nartam. Okay. No. Yeah, turn it around the other way. Cover it, yeah. Okay. And those who have books or iPhone, don't look at it. So when you say prayana, does the rest of the line come to you? Okay, say how many of you can remember the rest of the line? Okay, very good. You say it. No, rest of the line. So the whole line? No, prayana al paisa sabhya. So that's one line. Huh? So let's divide it into four lines. So, prayanal payusa sobhya. Next line, first word. The rest of the line, the whole line. Okay. Very good, see? Brilliant. Okay, Mukundahari, can you say it loudly? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Good. Okay. The first word of the third line. Okay. Somebody give the whole line. Okay, give me the whole line. And the first word of the fourth line? Yeah, how many of you got it? The whole line? Okay. So, you say. Or not apadruta, upadruta. Apadruta will have a different meaning. Okay, very good. So, how many of you got the fourth line? Okay, Aishwarya? Very good. Everyone? Okay. Now we'll chant two lines together. That means instead of four lines, we'll join two lines and chant it in two lines. So first two lines, how many of you can recite it? Go ahead, loudly. Then the next two lines, who knows? Okay, now I will ask, who knows, who can recite it? Okay, Kartik. So recite after him. Okay, very good. Now, who can recite all the four lines? okay, Avacharan. Prayan Alpai. Okay, so now you can recite. Wonderful. See, how long did it take? Huh? For all of you to memorize it took about 10 minutes. And now you almost got it, no? Actually, it helps when you all recite together. Even if you forget, then you're reminded by others chanting. So the next step is, you write it down in a piece of paper. Write the verse, not now, at some point. Write the verse on a piece of paper and keep it in your pocket. And the ladies can keep it in their vanity bag. And then you try to memorize it from, try to remember it from time to time. If you forget, if you can't, you know, if you get stuck, pull out that paper and have a look at it. And at the end of the day, you'll see it's studded in your mind, engraved in stone. So this is how easily we can memorize the verses. Did it take much effort? Just a little practice. Following one system. Okay. So now we go to the word for word also. We have gone through. Now we go straight to the translation. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So repeat after me. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Do you think you fall in that category? We all fall in that category. Isn't it? We are Kalis. Kali Yuga, living entities. Like, although everyone thinks that he is the greatest, he is the most fortunate, he is the most intelligent, he is the most pious, he is the most active, but that's the reality. In reality, we are like that. Jai Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Jai Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Jai Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. But actually, this is our situation. Isn't it good to know that what we are like? We are quarrelsome. Don't you love to fight? Don't you love to find faults with others? And don't we get upset when somebody says something about, something bad about me? And immediately what do we do? First we start with our tongue lashing. Then we roll up our sleeves. Then you start to fight, and the fight goes on and on and on. So is it desirable? No. So, one thing we must learn in order to avoid the influence of Kali, that we should avoid quarrel. And what is the best way to avoid quarrel? By being tolerant. And by being humble. If I am humble, and if somebody insults me, then what should be my attitude? Oh, I'm actually much worse than what you told me. Actually, I'm much worse. That reminds me of one godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He was a very, very wonderful devotee. He was a Babaji. He was not a sannyasi, but he was he used to wear white and is always chanting, and I had the good fortune of having a lot of his association. Once he stayed in my room in Mayapur for 3 days. And for these 3 days he didn't sleep. And Babaji Maharaj was very humble. One day, Babaji Maharaj came to Calcutta temple, of ISKCON temple, and he was laughing when he saw me. And you know, today something very amazing happened. And I said, what happened? And he said, you know, I went to such and such mart, one of the Gaudiya marts he mentioned. And he said that, you know, they were telling me that I am this, I am that. They were telling me that I spy on them and I go and report to other marts about them and I always backbite them and this way. And all the time he was laughing. And then he said, and then you know, I told them, all the, finally you got to recognize me. All the time you have been saying that I am a Paramahamsa. Now finally you got to recognize me. See, a person like that, can anybody pick up a quarrel with him? When he says, oh, so finally you recognize me, that is what really I am like. Then how can one fight with you? And once a devotee gave me a very nice example. In English there is an expression that it takes two to clap, right? Or it takes two to tango, right? Now, you need two hands to clap. Now, if one hand is coming and other hand is running away, can you clap? If the other hand cannot reach, so you, when he comes to clap, or when he comes to fight, you just move further and further away. That is one way, one thing that we may try to cultivate, to avoid the tendency to quarrel, tendency to fight. So, this is our nature, influence of Kali. Then, we are lazy. How many of you think you are very active? Okay, very good. Now, if we are lazy, what should you do? You know what lazy people do? I know it because I do it all the time. Procrastinate. To think that I will do it tomorrow. No. How to avoid that tendency? Do it right now. Whatever has to be done, do it right now. So this is how you avoid the tendency of being lazy. Then sumando matayo, misguided. Prabhupada used the expression for that, is misguided. So, misguided. So, how many of you think that you have been misguided? How many of you think that you have been misguided? No one has been misguided. Very good point. I was just about to say that. How to avoid being misguided. I asked you how many of you had been misguided. How many of you had been misguided? So how to avoid that propensity? How to avoid that possibility? By taking the guidance from a bona fide Vaishnava devotee, like Srila Prabhupada. So, now you are not misguided because you are being guided by Srila Prabhupada. So take Prabhupada's guidance very, very sincerely. And mandabhagga, unlucky. In the Kali Yuga, are you all very lucky? If you are lucky, then you would have got a jackpot. But we all are Very unlucky, very unfortunate. But again, are you unfortunate? No. You have become most fortunate because you got the holy name. But otherwise, those who don't have the holy name, what is their nature like? What is their situation like? They are very, very unfortunate. And upadruta. Everyone in this age is very much disturbed by all kinds of natural calamities. But are you, how did you avoid that of being being disturbed by natural calamities? Anyone? Well, yeah, the actual answer I was thinking of is by taking shelter of Krishna. Alvis, what you said, that's also correct. By getting out of the bodily concept of life. Because all these disturbances are pertaining to the body. So when you transcend the body conception, then, but the thing is, it's difficult. It takes a long time. We may have theoretically understood it, but practically to be in that situation. But when we take shelter of Krishna, can there be any kind of disturbance? No. Krishna will protect. So that is the way to overcome the influence of the age of Kali. Influence of the age of Kali is in a certain way, but we can counteract that by taking to Krishna consciousness. So when one takes to Krishna consciousness, he immediately becomes situated in the perfectly stable and wonderful situation. So, Srila Prabhupada, by Srila Prabhupada, the devotees of the Lord are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. When the sages of Naimisharana analyzed the state of affairs of the people in this age of Kali, they foresaw that men would live short lives. Oh, we forgot that point. Short lives. Our duration of life is very short. So that is the influence of the age of Kali. But by taking to Krishna consciousness, what happens? Do you get a short life? Or do you overcome that possibility by getting eternal life? When you take to Krishna consciousness, then your lifespan becomes short or eternal. Because you become situated in your spiritual identity and the spirit soul is eternal. Does the spirit soul die? Are you a body or a spirit soul? So will that spirit soul ever die? Will you ever die? See? So easy to achieve immortality. Everyone is struggling so hard to be immortal. Right? People are spending so much money. That's why the medical industry is flourishing so much. They're taking advantage of this weakness of the people. Nobody wants to die. And they're saying, I will make you immortal. Take this capsule. Or take this treatment. You'll become immortal. But will they ever become immortal like that? Like what they're doing, one doctor once told me, that what medical science is doing today, he was very honest about this. He said that what the medical science is doing is actually extending the suffering condition of people. They're simply extending the suffering condition. People are in an intensive care unit in the hospital. How are they situated? Oxygen stuck on the thing, tube stuck on the nose, intravenous, saline or whatever. 25 different things and he is lying unconscious. Poor guy, can't even leave his body. Now, is it a very desirable situation? No, better to leave the body and get a new one. Why live like that? But because of Maya, because of material attachments, people are living like that. So, one of the things, one of the characteristics of a devotee is that he is very compassionate. He wants the welfare of others. And what is the actual welfare? What is the actual welfare? Is the actual welfare to give some food and clothes and some money? Actual welfare is giving them Krishna consciousness. Because that will solve all the problems of life. So, a compassionate devotee, he always goes out and tries to help people to get out of their suffering condition. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not so much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. Because of irregular habits that people's duration of life has become short. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, over-sense gratification, over-dependence on another's mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. The people in the age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is specially meant for self-realization. That is to say, man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the Supreme Truth is. Human life is a means by which the living entity can end all the miseries of the hard struggle for life in material existence, and by which he can return to Godhead, his eternal home. But due to a bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. Even if they come to know about it, they unfortunately become victims of misguided teachers. So, that is the unfortunate state of affairs in this material nature, that there is no proper direction, there is no proper education, there is no proper guidance. So only guidance, we can very openly and frankly say that only guidance is coming from ISKCON in today's world. Even other Vaishnav Sampradayas are doing very little. They're just maintaining, but they're not preaching. They are not distributing this knowledge. Whereas ISKCON is constantly considering how to distribute this knowledge. In this respect, I can also say that Satya Maharani from Australia, Satya is very seriously considering how to promote Bhagavad Gita in Australia. And she started a program where she started a competition where the winner will get $10,000 as prize. And this is how she is motivating the youth of Australia to seriously read Bhagavad Gita. And now she is planning to take this program throughout the world. Now, would Satya think about it before she joined ISKCON? Satya, would you think about it? No. But because after coming in contact, she realized the importance of distributing this knowledge. And she came up with this brilliant idea. And actually, she gave the prize for 10,000. She didn't give, like she'll give it in January 30th. January 30th, yeah. She wants me to be in Australia for that. And, but she spent $30,000 for this program. Like doing the promotion, materials and all that. She spent another 20,000 on that. But just on prize, it's getting. And probably to make it worldwide, she'll spend $100,000. So, and this is how in a bigger scale or smaller scale, all the devotees of ISKCON are doing that. Like, it's not, your name is not coming, just remind me. Yeah, Aniruddha. Aniruddha, he used to work what's the name of the company? I forgot. Yeah, Pricewater. Pricewater and Cooper. He used to work for Pricewater. He gave up his job and he joined ISKCON. And what does he do? From morning till night, he stands by the road on a traffic light, and when the car stops, he goes out distributing Bhagavad Gita. And he meets all kinds of big people. And he influences them, makes them take Bhagavad Gita, and then he personally cultivates them also. Like, would he have done that? When he was in Pricewater, then probably he would have thought of getting into some bigger company. So this is how the devotees are always considering how to promote Krishna consciousness. And so many devotees are just going out, taking advantage of Christmas marathon. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. And so many, like, these are the things that are just coming to my memory right away. Like I was also, the other day I received a letter from Bhaktin Jina from London. She wrote to me how she is getting the young girls to form a group and in this way cultivate Krishna, promote their Krishna consciousness and distribute Krishna consciousness. She started a group with 5, but with these 5 girls, they're taking care of 25 girls. And in this way, they want to expand. Now, if Gina was just studying in college, would she ever think of doing that? No. How did you get this bright idea, Gina? Prabhupada's books, right? The compassion. And this is how this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. And when you join ISKCON, you become fired up. We all become fired up. How to increase, how to promote Krishna consciousness. And the more we do it, the more we experience joy. Anirudh, how do you feel when somebody takes a book? Initially, people are not really very receptive. All the cars are up, they are all air-conditioned cars. They have to tap. And people's reaction is, what's the matter? What's wrong with you? But then, he gets the nectar, Srila Prabhupada's books. So this is how, as I said, like ISKCON is the only way by which they are promoting Krishna consciousness. That also reminds me, Anand the Krishna Prem, he quit his job. He had a very big position in a very big company. That Scottish company that was in India, and they were ready to make him their in charge of their operation in some other country, but he declined because he wanted to stay in India. So first thing is that falling in love with India. And then he quit that job also to promote that education, Krishna conscious education in India. And he is met with some brilliant success already, promoting the Krishna Avanti Educational Institution from London. And most probably their first operation will be our school here, Krishna Avanti. But what they have already done before setting up the schools, they are training the teachers. And they have their alliance with Cambridge. And Cambridge is sending teachers to teach the teachers in India. When is starting that project, Anna? From June it's starting. How many teachers in India? 100 teachers are getting trained by Cambridge in India. And ultimately, we are actually saying you will get the training from Cambridge, but where the ultimate training will come from? Ultimate training will come from Ananda. Like there, ultimate training will come from Srila Prabhupada's books. What to teach? Are you going to teach just some ABCD? Or are we going to teach, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul? Which education is more important? We are not this body, we are spirit souls. When you understand that, then all the problems are solved. So I'm sure all of you are doing this in some way or other ever since you got involved with ISKCON. I just gave a few examples that how devotees become so seriously involved in promoting Krishna consciousness, distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world. And so, what should be your goal of life? The goal of life should be distribute this Krishna consciousness. That's why the books are the basis, that's why distribute books. Because the books are the basis. Everything that we are trying to do is based on Srila Prabhupada's books. So, distribute books, and then cultivate those people, make them into devotees, and pave their way back to Godhead. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, in the age of Kali, what is the solution? Krishna conscious, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's books. Does anybody have any question? Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Guru Maharaj, as you said about the way to avoid quarrel is by becoming tolerant, we can avoid the quarrel. But sometimes we try to practice it by hearing from our authorities, but there is a limit to it, and beyond that limit we are unable to control ourselves, and if we try to control we become restless, in our mind that thing is going, but we are not putting it out. So how should we try to develop this quality?
Quality of?
Tolerance and humility.
Then like, why do you get restless by trying to cultivate the quality of tolerance?
Like something bad happens to us and we try to tolerate it, but in our mind that thing is still going on.
So, yeah. You see, that's why association is so important. Because you may feel restless, you may feel disturbed, you may feel agitated. And that's natural. And when it happens, you cannot really remind yourself. Unless you are at a very advanced stage, the tendency will be to react. I'm saying, I'll be more humble than a blade of grass, and more tolerant than a tree, then somebody comes and tells you something. And you're, who do you think you are? How do you dare to speak to me like this? Right? That's because our conditioning. We have become like that for, we have been like that for so many thousands of years. So many millions of lifetimes. Right? But if we're in a good association, then if I deviate, if I fail, then others, those who are my well-wishers, they will help me. They'll say, what happened? Prabhu, cool down. Chant Hare Krishna. Right? And then it rings the bell. Oh, I shouldn't have actually reacted like that. So this is why association of good devotees is so important. Because they straighten us out. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, Surya. Give him the mic.
Guru's pranam. A Guru's passage of time, it is observed that the soft copies of books are a bit easy to handle or to take it from place to place because people are a bit mobile in day-to-day affairs. So after 20-30 years, can we shift? I may be wrong, Gurudev, but my apprehension is that can we shift our preaching from hard copies to soft copies of Prabhupada's book?
These are all details. Don't worry about that. Like, soft copies are also available. And not even soft copies. They are all available in computers also. So don't worry about that. Hard copy, soft copy, computer copy, it doesn't matter. Distribute this knowledge. Hare Krishna. Yes. Give him the mic.
Maharaj, when we are like counseling the like new devotees in the basis.
When we are?
Counseling. Devotees. So sometime it happens like you know, when we are identifying something is going wrong, they are not following properly the rules and regulations. So, what happens when we are counseling individually? So, firstly we try to go through the indirect way, pointing out how you can improve like that way. But sometimes it happens that they are not at all improving. Then we go directly to pointing out their mistakes, you are doing like this, this is not good. So, this ultimate stage is sometimes, means I basically myself, I feel that it is just a pointing out the mistakes and it may lead me towards some offense or something because so how to like go through this counseling way? Like?
Yeah. Well, you see, like, the consideration actually is the intention. If you are pointing out mistakes, with an intention of benefiting him, then there is no offense. Like a teacher. When a teacher corrects a student, is the teacher committing an offense? No. Similarly, when you're guiding some devotees in their spiritual life, and you point out certain mistakes that they're making or certain rectifications that are necessary, you know, that is like in management. Like if the managers are always so concerned, oh, committing Vaishnava Parat, committing Vaishnava, they won't be able to manage. Right? For the sake of higher purpose, you may have to do something for the benefit of the individuals, individually, and also collectively for the society. So the point is, when you're counseling, when you're guiding, don't worry about committing offense. Because, you know, it's needed. If you don't do it, then how they learn? Okay? Yes, Ananda?
Hare Krishna. I have two questions about the purport. In one of the sentences, it says, by keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. I don't mean to speak offensively, but it seems in ISKCON we don't follow this simple food habit so much. But.
Yeah. Well, because that's the only sense gratification the devotees have. Actually, Prabhupada told me that. Prabhupada told me that make sure that the devotees get nice prasad. And then he said, that's the only sense gratification they have. So it's all right. And Mahaprabhu also said that eat up to your neck. Prasad. But then chant the holy name all the time. Our movement actually moves on two factors. Right? Prasad and chanting. And of course dancing. So these are the two most interesting factors. Like when Prabhupada was preaching in America, how did Prabhupada attract the young boys and girls of America? Through his chanting. And by feeding them Krishna Prasad. You give them Krishna Prasad, you know, like, it works. So don't be miserly while distributing Prasad.
Guru Maharaj, I have one more small question. In the next sentence, it says, over-dependence on another's mercy saps the very vitality of human energy. But I understood that we should always depend on others' mercy, but...
Others' mercy in a proper way, when it comes to Krishna consciousness, but not depend upon somebody for our sustenance. Like, don't be parasite. That's the thing.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have done some book distribution in Fiji. I was using the method, I used to take the Bhagavad Gita and explain one verse of the Bhagavad Gita to the person. And eventually they used to buy the Bhagavad Gita. I was very successful in distributing.
Very good. Then why did you stop?
I didn't stop.
You didn't stop. Okay, then continue.
I transferred to
New double it.
Came back to New Zealand and, you know.
Did you double it this year? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Very good. Okay, that's a good technique. Stop somebody and say, you know, this is saying this. And then probably, you know, in most cases, probably people will become interested. Very good. Thanks for your sharing this technique with us. Rohini Nandan Das from New Orleans. Hare Krishna Maharaj, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. The qualities of Kali Yuga, such as being quarrelsome, lazy, unlucky, and so on, are they perverted form of spiritual world, qualities. Thank you. Yes. Yes. In the age of Kali, it is reflecting, because the Kali Yuga is the most degraded age, it is actually reflection of the topmost region of the spiritual world. So, the topmost region of the spiritual world is pure love for Krishna. And the reflection will be perverted. So, perverted reflection, what is reflection? What is opposite? Perverted means opposite. Upside down. So, what is the opposite of love? Hatred. Don't you find that in abundance in the age of Kali? What is the topmost quality of the spiritual world? Compassion. And it is reflected in the form of intolerance. And so forth. So this is how it's a Kali Yuga is the perverted reflection of the topmost region of the spiritual world. Natavar Krishna Das. Where is Natavar? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. How to overcome Dehatma Buddhi? How to overcome Dehatma Buddhi? What's the meaning of Dehatma Buddhi, Natavar? The body is the self. But are you your body? Is the body yourself? Then who are you? Spirit soul. So by recognizing that you are a spirit soul, you overcome Dehatma Buddhi. Alright. Like you are a spirit soul, so try to recognize the difference between the body and the soul. And how you are the soul, not the body. That is how it will help. Okay. Then you preach to them. When you're with devotees, then you're in a safer situation. But when you're outside, in the outside world, then you're in a more precarious situation. Right? So what do? Chant Hare Krishna, right, as much as possible. And to avoid that, it's a matter of either being influenced by them or influencing them. If you get influenced by them, then you'll come to your bodily consciousness. But if you influence them, then you will not only remain in the spiritual consciousness, but you will make them also spiritually conscious. Right? So that is the safest way. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.